Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. This is Julia Widdup with Talk Story Radio, and we have with us this morning Darcy Adams, who is the author of a book called Mystical Magical Miracles. And tell us more about your book, Darcy.
Well, the subtitle to that, good morning, Julia. Glad to be here with you today. Like I started to say, the subtitle to my book is My Spiritual Warrior Prophecy and Reincarnation Memoirs. And it just, it's kind of the story of my life, which the spiritual warrior started at the age of 5, and that's where my book starts, with Angels versus Demons. When I had some very ugly creatures coming at me late one night. And just as I was able to scream, what I call my guardian angel appeared before me at the foot of my bed with her arms outstretched. And when she came, the what I call ghoulies left. And probably... into the next year, I think I was 6 at the time, but that's when I got mad because these things were still there, and I went out and told them that they couldn't bother me anymore because I had my guardian angel there to protect me, and they instantly left and never came back. And
wow.
So, yeah, and you know, and life went on. It's basically just the story of my life. Things that happened, lessons that happened really strong. I had a lesson that happened, which is the next story about mail and stealing mail, which carried me in even into my working years. I still had trouble with that. I don't anymore, but the story kind of takes you through in a chronological order of what happened. And things, I guess the part of my life began when I was about 17, when I had my first healing incident, which was really strange, and I've never quite figured that one out yet. But
tell us about it.
I'm sorry?
Tell us about it.
Well... My, I think, was fiancé and a cousin and I were on our way to Lake Taps here in Washington, and late in the afternoon, and this car came by coming from the lake full of kids, and as it got absolutely even with our car, I started screaming, turn this car around, and to shorten this, it took a while because we had a 57 Pontiac, which was pretty big, and the roads out in the country were pretty small. So we had to drive a ways to get to be able to turn around. And all this time I'm screaming, turn this car around, turn this car around. Those kids aren't going to make the corner. Well, this corner that I was talking about was a square corner over 2 miles back from where we first came together. And so we were driving over 120 miles an hour back down that road, and I'm still screaming, hurry up, we've got to get there, we've got to get there. We got there, the kids had gone over the embankment and took out the fence to the pasture land there and was kind of tilted on its nose up against the telephone pole, and the lines were down.
Wow.
And everything. So that's kind of the basis. And then they couldn't decide whether it was when my fiancé went back twice to call the police and an ambulance for these kids. And they couldn't decide which county it was in because it was right on the county line. So nobody came until about 3 or 4 hours later. It was already dark by
that
time.
Oh, my God. That was before cell phones, huh?
Oh, yes, long time before cell phones. I think, yeah, 17, I would have been, that would have been 1957. So, yeah, it goes back a ways, and the police finally got there in an ambulance, and we always, because we drove safe, even though we dragged raced and a lot, you know, back then, but we carried safety stuff in the car, and so we had put out flares to let people know when they were coming up the road that the lines were down and something was going on there, so, and the police came, questioned us, and decided we were okay and we'd done whatever, and that was the last I ever heard of it. And then, but it, things started happening after that. I would end up at the scenes of various different accidents, on-the-job accidents, car accidents, really bad one in Reno, where I ended up screaming at the policeman, you know, don't ask questions now. Get this. This man needs to go to the hospital for surgery because his little sports car flipped kind of in front of us, and he had gravel embedded in his forehead. And the police, a lot of things have happened like that, and the police never questioned me. And when they came the first time, I'm screaming across this big area, you know, bring me this, bring me this. I didn't even know what I was asking for. But God's spirit took over my body. And when these things happened, it was like I was so calm, cool, and collected. I knew exactly what to do. I had hospitals call me and say, if you hadn't done this, this person could have been paralyzed for life. Or heart attacks, if I hadn't done what I did, they could have died. You know, different things. And I had no clue what was going on. In fact, it got to the point where I was afraid to even go out of the house. Because
you were afraid you'd see another accident?
and I didn't understand what was happening. And then it was in I was 33 years old, just going on 33, and I just barely divorced my second husband. And a week later, God answered my prayer, and I was literally pulled. I had unseen spirit pulling my hair, guiding me to go to this church, the Chapel of Light. And that's where I found out that I was a healer. And I had all these things, and I didn't realize the spiritual warrior part. That started coming after that, when I was used to, which is a big part of my book, is when I was pulled into a coven and a group of people, but the inner core of that coven, which I found out 14 months later when God's spirit took me out of it, that they had been sacrificing people and animals, like babies and all the...
babies? Oh, my God.
Yes. I mean, literally, I would not want anybody to have to walk in my shoes, because most people wouldn't be able to do it. And the only reason that I know that I can is that God is never going to give you anything more than you and he together can't handle. And I've got that little plaque, and I read it a lot because of things that I've gone through. And it's just been kind of an amazing life. And a lot of these miracles, some of them have literally saved my life. Because while I was in that group, I encountered a lot of black magic and a lot of near misses where I could have been killed about, I figure, at least 11 or 12 times during this time.
And your intuition kept you from getting killed?
My intuition.
Or your guardian angel?
Yeah, it got pretty hairy sometimes, but I've been able to work with people and do my spiritual counseling with the tarot cards. It talks about prophecy and reincarnation in the book. The prophecy came to me the morning after I had my first child. The prophecy came. And I won't tell you what that's about. You got to buy the book. But reincarnation was also involved, was the culmination of the prophecy. And the ending of the prophecy comes at the end of the book with a second child that I had who came to give me a message. And I have independent voice amongst everything else that's in Corinthians 12. Somehow or other, I received all of the gifts this lifetime. But I didn't come here from this planet. I came from another planet, and I knew that at the age of 5. I came here to help bring light and love back to planet Earth in preparation for our ascension process that everybody is going through now. And if you're out there in Radio Land having a lot of problems and feeling disconcerted and depressed and body aches and things, and not sleeping well and a myriad of other things, it's because of what's going on. Our planet is changing. We're going from carbon-based to crystalline-based DNA. And things are happening to us right now that are just, it's an amazing, wonderful time to be here, but it's not an easy time. And it's still going to get a little bit hairier out there yet before this is all said and done. And as my friend Marilyn Redmond, who you may have heard of, was saying the other night, you know, it's could be about another 15 years before this whole process is into place, and that's when we'll have what the Bible called the 1,000 years of peace. And that's what it's all about. And that's part of my mission here, is to help with this process.
And Darcy, could you tell our listeners where they could contact you if they wanted to talk to you further?
You could go into my website. I have a little tiny website, www.personalpyramidpower.vp for Vista Print web.com. And my email address, although my computer is down right now, I'm going to have to, after this is over, buy a new computer. But my email address is darcyatpeace, and that's darcyatpeace at comcast.net. So you can get a hold of me that way, and I would be glad to ask any or answer any questions. And
and if you have questions, you can call 929-477-3592. And we just have 1.5 minutes left. So if you have a question for Darcy, please call now. That's 929-477-3592. So, and they can also ask her questions by emailing you, I assume.
Emailing is, yeah, and as soon as I get a new computer, I will have my email back up. So it's
okay. So that's darcyatpeace@comcast.net.
Yes. Yeah, this computer is probably all of this, because our communication lines have been really gone into and messed up a little bit too with all these changes that are happening. And
okay, well,
but it's
thank you so much for being. Okay, thank you very much for being on our show today, Darcy.
Well, thank you, Julia, for having me, and I'm sure we'll talk again later. And it's and as my material as master said, and you have a great forever. And then he disappeared. So that's what happens in my life. They materialize.
And you can also contact with Darcy Adams at authorschool.support, where she has a profile, and you can read more about her and her book and contact her there. That's authorschool.support. Thank you, Darcy.
Thank you, Julia. Love ya.
Bye.
Bye.